Hamid al-Haruda has lost 8 of his relatives, including his son. They were kidnapped by the Al-Kaniyat militia in the city of Tarhuna. They controlled the city during warlord Khalifa Haftar's failed 14-month military campaign against Tripoli in 2019. For more than 2 years, he's been searching for his son. He says the government should do more.
What happened in Tarhuna was a huge massacre. Over 1,000 people are missing, and they're only found around 200 to 300 bodies. The rest are still missing. Families want to know if their children or siblings are dead or alive. This is a government responsibility.
When government forces retook Tarhuna in 2020, authorities found mass graves. Evidence pointed to the Al-Kaniyat militia that's blacklisted by the U.S. Nearly 50 mass graves have been found and 247 bodies unearthed.
Those bodies are brought here to this laboratory run by the Search and Identification Authority for DNA tests. They've identified 160 bodies through DNA tests. 137 of them are from mass graves in the city of Tarhuna.
With more than 350 people registered as missing in Tarhuna, family members say the government has been slow to identify the bodies of those recovered. But officials here say it's a complicated and time-consuming process.
Bone samples are very difficult and challenging to analyze. Because the corpses were buried, some of the bone tissue has decayed due to environmental conditions. It takes time to get a good DNA sample.
Abdul Hakim's brother, Abu Bakr, a father of two, was also kidnapped by the Al-Kaniyat militia. He says his family suspected his brother had been killed, but still spent months looking for him.
I spent over a year with my brother missing. It's a bad feeling when you don't know if your brother's alive or dead. When his body was identified through DNA tests, it hurt. The hardest part was telling my mother and his wife. But after burying him, I was able to relax.
For many families in Tarhuna, there is no choice but to wait and see if their loved ones are among the dead. For Abdul Hakim and his family, there is grief, but finally, an end to uncertainty. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Tripoli.